fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of a great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
I'm Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver!
The little town of Cottonwood was booming. Ever since an Eastern Land Company had decided to build a dam on Snake River a few months ago, hundreds of working men were making Cottonwood their new home. Consequently, the daily arrival of a stagecoach loaded with passengers was no novelty.
Ho, ho there! Ho, ho! Ho, ho up there! Ho! Cottonwood! This is Cottonwood!
Everybody out?
Where's the land office where they do the hiring?
Wonder what kind of wages that job is paying.
The last two men to step from the coach carried no baggage and, oddly enough, asked no questions. One man was tall and stoop-shouldered, with long arms, slouching walk, and close-set eyes which had long ago earned him the nickname of Monk. His companion presented a distinct contrast. Fletcher Cobb was short, heavy-set, and with a round, moon-like face that was creased with a perpetual smile. The little man had worked hard to cultivate such a smile and to match it with a cheerful, high-pitched voice.
Well, well. Cottonwood's a thriving little community, Monk. Pleasantly surprised.
I told you it was booming, Fletch. Everybody's working at the big dam over on Snake River.
Glad to hear it. Big construction projects mean big payrolls, and big payrolls mean money in the bank. Splendid, splendid.
I guess they're still trying to hire men for that job. They've got handbills tagged up all over town. There's one on that post.
Let's see what it says. Help wanted. The Empire Construction Company has hundreds of good jobs for carpenters, stonemasons, and mule skinners. High salaries, short hours. Apply to foreman at Snake River Dam.
Yeah, didn't I tell you?
Yes, you were right. Now, the next thing is Jed Nichols' store. Where is it?
Right across the street. You see the sign? Jed Nichols Working Tile. Groceries, dry goods, and notions.
Oh, yes. Not a bad-looking store. But,
The Drover's Bank is right smack up against Jed's store. You see? And it's the only bank in town.
Splendid. Splendid. I like the town of Cottonwood better every minute.
You want to go over there now?
Of course. Oh, just a minute. I'd better put on a pair of dark glasses. There's no use of shocking old Jed right at the beginning. Come on.
Yeah. Old Fletch.
Yes, Monk?
How you gonna... I mean...
Don't you worry about it, Monk. That's the trouble with you. You worry too much. I'll handle everything. You do as you're told.
Yeah, sure. Well, here's a store.
My, my. This is certainly a well-stocked establishment, I must say. Canned goods, dry goods, farm implements, firearms, furniture. Monk.
Yeah.
Notice those axe handles over there in the corner, stacked alongside the picks and shovels?
Sure.
Remember that, Monk. I couldn't have arranged things any better if I'd done it myself. Wonder where the proprietor is.
I guess old Jed's in the back somewhere. He'll hear us and come out pretty soon. Hey, look, Fletch. There's a big stack of those handbills on the counter.
Hmm? Yeah, so there is. Evidently, the Empire Construction Company believes in widespread advertising. I'm glad to see it. That's the mark of a progressive, far-sighted firm.
Afternoon, gents. I was back in the storeroom sacking some spuds. I guess I didn't hear you come in. What can I do for you?
Several things, Mr. Nichols.
If you know my name, guess I ought to know you, but I can't...
Perhaps these glasses confuse you, Jeff. I'll take them off.
Fletch. Fletcher Cobb.
Yeah, that's my only objection to glasses. Sometimes they confuse my friends.
And this big hombre is... Why, sure, it's Monk.
Yeah.
What are you two doing here in Cottonwood? I thought you
were... That we were still house guests of the law in that eastern penitentiary?
Yes.
Oh, no. That's ancient history, Jeff. Monk and I were paroled about a year after you got out.
I wasn't paroled. I was released. I completed my sentence and
became an honest, upright citizen. Came out west and founded a business.
Anything wrong with that?
Oh, of course not. When Monk told me about your store here in Cottonwood, I was gratified, pleased. I congratulate you, Jeff.
Listen, you two buzzards had better get out of here.
Oh. Okay. This is a cold 45 nudging your ribs, Mr. Nichols.
What do you want?
Oh, not much. Just a slight favor.
Blackmail, eh? Well, let me tell you something. I got friends in this town, real friends. They know all about my past life. So does the sheriff.
Jeff. You know I wouldn't stoop to anything as crude as blackmail.
And what do you want?
I believe you deliver supplies to the construction camp up at the dam, don't you?
Sure. I drive my wagon up there once, twice a week.
Splendid. Now, one thing more. I notice your storeroom here is right next to the bank next door. Monk and I would like to rent that storeroom for a few days.
Rent my storeroom? What do you want to... Oh, I see. The answer is no. You sneaking coyotes think I'm going to help you? Why, you...
Fletch, somebody just walked in.
A customer.
I'll tell him about...
Listen to me, you old mosshorn. You'll walk up there and wait on that customer. But Monk and I will walk right with you.
It's just a redskin, Fletch. Nothing to worry about.
Monk will keep that gun under his coat, but aim right at you. Open your mouth, make one false move, and Monk will drill you. You understand?
Yes, I... All right.
Good. Just remember what I said.
Hello there, Injun. Can you, what can I do for you?
Well, me Tonto. Me want buy bacon, coffee.
Bacon, coffee? Why, sure, Injun. I'll get it for you right away. Bacon's back
here. Mr. Nichols might have some trouble finding a stock of bacon. Why don't you go with him, Monk?
Go with him? Fletch, I savvy.
The native red man. Is this part of the country your home?
Oh, me live all places. Travel plenty.
Oh, traveling red man, eh? Well, amazing.
Well, here's your bacon, Injun, and a bag of coffee.
Now, me pay.
Thanks.
Isn't that all, Mr. Nichols? Now that you've finished with one customer, you can take care of us.
Yeah.
I guess there's no way that I can...
Oh, I'm sure there isn't.
Me go now.
Wait a minute, Injun. I better wrap that slab of bacon for you. It's mighty dusty outside, and here, let me wrap it.
He's just stolen Fletch. We'd better...
Quiet, Monk.
There you are, Injun. That'll keep the dust off.
Yes, Mr. Nichols, you're a very good storekeeper. How about waiting on us?
Plenty thanks. Time to go now.
At last he's gone.
Listen, you skunks ain't going to get away with this.
Yes, we can't argue with him, Monk. The axe handle's the only way.
Yeah, we should have done it long ago.
What are you going to do?
I ask for your cooperation, Jeff. You insist upon being obstinate. So, let him have it, Monk.
Fletch, you sure knew what you were talking about when you said we'd need one of those axe handles. He never knew what hit him.
Good. I'll drag him back to the storeroom. I'll borrow a coil and this rope here. We've got a lot of work to do.
Supplies, Tonto?
I have a fire started and some water boiling for coffee.
Me get them.
Good, fine. I'll slice the bacon. You make the coffee.
Me do it.
It seems like a... Tonto, come here.
What matter?
Where did you buy this bacon?
Store in Cottonwood.
From Jeff Nichols, the old man in the mercantile store?
You think it not good?
There's nothing wrong with the bacon, but look... It's wrapped in this piece of plain paper, and inside there's a single strip of newsprint. Maybe it's been torn from a handbill. See? It says, Help Wanted. Help Wanted. Printed in big black letters. Of course, you might have wrapped it in there by accident, but... Was Jeff alone in the store when you were there, Tonto?
No. Other fella there. Two fella. Them make talk all time.
What did they talk about?
Them tell Jeff. Hurry up.
Did Jeff Nichols act scared or nervous?
Well, me not know.
Well, it'll be dark in a few minutes, and we can ride into Cottonwood without attracting attention.
You think maybe something wrong?
I don't know, Tonto. But honest men like Jeff Nichols don't usually ask for help unless they need it. Here, Tonto. Jeff Nichols' store just around the corner.
Store closed now. Not see light.
That's all right. Jeff lives in a little room at the back. Now you knock on the door. Remember, if anyone but Jeff answers, do exactly as I told you. I'll stand to one side and behind you.
Same redskin who was in there.
Me want to see Jeff Nichols.
Well, Jeff isn't here right now. He drove up to the construction camp to deliver some supplies. Won't be back for several days.
Oh. You fella run store now?
That's right. But if you want to buy anything, come back tomorrow. We've closed for the night.
No, Tonto, come in now. Have look-see.
You heard what he said, you redskin hyena. Don't try to push in here.
Hold him, Monk. We can't let him in.
Yes, you can, because I'm coming in, too.
What? Masked?
No, it's a hold-up, Fletch.
Not exactly. But I would like to see Jeff Nichols, the owner of this store.
He's not here. I just told the Indian that.
We'll look around. We'll need some light. Find a lantern, Tonto.
Listen, I'm a patient man. Very patient. But I can't allow an outlaw to force his way in here. Gun him, Monk! Gun him down!
That was a mistake!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
continue our story. A fraction of a second after a bullet from Monk's .45 grazed his cheek, the Lone Ranger's guns were spitting flame and lead. But in the pitch darkness of an unlighted store, it was hard to aim accurately.
Otto. Here. They're down behind that counter, both of them. If we can... Watch it.
Oh, my arm. Give me your gun, Monk. I'll stop this. Help! Help! Outlaws! Hold up!
He shot the glass out of the window. He knows we can't reach them back of that counter, so he...
Gunfire noise bring plenty people.
That's the trouble. They'll all be here in another minute. We'll have to find out what happened to Jeff Nichols some other way.
Uh-huh.
Our only chance now is to run for it. Come on.
Must be the sheriff out there. Get up, Monk.
Slug through my arm.
You're not hurt very bad. This is the luckiest thing that could have happened.
Jeff, you in here, Jeff? Somebody make a lot.
There's a
lamb.
Now,
let it. Hurry up.
Take
those guns,
Jeff. Nope. Mr. Nichols is someplace else. Lucky for him, too.
Who are they?
I presume you're the sheriff, eh?
What the? Who's on the ration to you? Where's Jeff?
He left town late this afternoon. Drove his wagon up to the construction camp to deliver some supplies. My partner and I are old friends of Jeff Nichols. He hired us to watch the store to get back.
Well, I'll be... And you just got held up, huh?
Mm-hmm, that's right. A tall outlaw wearing a mask, and there was an Indian with him.
Did the coyotes get away with anything?
Oh, fortunately, no. Monk and I started shooting and scared him off.
Tall critter with a mask, huh? An Indian. The boys and I'll try to trail him.
Good. Then you are the sheriff here in Cottonwood, huh?
Yep, Williams is the name. Frank Williams.
Glad to know you, Sheriff. Mighty glad. I'm Fletcher Cobb, and this is Monk. We're old friends of Jeff Nichols.
Oh, that's so? Well, Mr. Cobb, I don't recollect Jeff saying anything about delivering supplies to the construction camp, but if you say
well,
so, I guess...
It was a special order. And as a visitor in Cottonwood, I have something else to say. Gentlemen, they say a man is without honor in his own hometown. It's a mistake, because in Sheriff Williams, you citizens have the finest and bravest lawman I've ever known.
You know that.
And now, Mr. Cobb, I just do my duty.
I mean it. Mean every word of it.
Well, thanks. Come on, boys. Let's cut sign of them owl hoots.
Say, Fletch, my arm's mighty sore with that outlaw slug creased.
Shut up. What do I care about your arm when we've got the law on our side?
You hear Lama's posse? Them go other way. We lose them.
Well, that wasn't hard to do. But we still don't know what became of Jeff Nichols.
We go back?
No, not tonight, Toto. I know those men are crooks. But why they've taken over Nichols' store and what they've done with Jeff is a puzzle.
And what we do now?
We'll head for camp. First thing in the morning, we'll ride up to Snake River. There is a chance that Jeff did drive up there to deliver supplies. If not... And the answer is here in Cottonwood, and we'll come back to find it.
Come on, Silver. Get up, Scout.
Afternoon, Sheriff.
Well, hello, Mr. Cobb. Glad you dropped in. Mean the boys didn't have much luck training them outlaws to try to hold up the store.
It's too bad, but it isn't important. After all, they didn't get away with anything. Thanks to you, Sheriff.
Oh, I... Say, did Jeff get back from his trip?
Well, not yet, Sheriff. But I heard from him. He got the message early this morning.
That's so?
He's still up at the construction camp. Got a big order for 20 sacks of cement.
Cement? I didn't know Jeff had anything like that in his store.
Sure. The back room was full of it. That's the reason I came to you, Sheriff.
What do you mean?
Well, I guess you've seen all those construction company signs around town that say, help wanted.
Sure.
They must have hired every man in Cottonwood. I can't find anybody to load and deliver Jeff's cement order.
That's too bad, Mr. Cobb.
So I got to thinking, maybe you, being an old friend of Jeff's, would help us out. Haven't you got a couple of deputies who could load that cement onto a wagon and then deliver it up to the dam?
Why, Sure, sure I have. Two of my deputies, Paul Sutter and Bill Eberdeeby. Not very smart, but they've got strong bags.
Well, splendid, splendid.
I'll tell them to hitch up a wagon and come over to the store.
Good. Any time before sundown.
I might even lend a hand myself, if it'll help old Jeff and you.
Sheriff, I can't find words enough to tell you how grateful I am. You're not only a brave lawman, you're a true friend and a gentleman.
Well, I always figured that helping citizens is just as much a lawman's job as catching crooks.
You're absolutely right. What this country needs is more sheriffs as dumb as... more sheriffs like you.
Easy, steady now.
Easy, Silver. We spend all day right at construction camp and not find old fella. What we do now?
Get inside Jeff's store. Some way. Steady, Silver. Easy a minute. It's dark enough, so we won't be seen. We'll leave the horses here and walk to the back end of the store.
Make it lively, boys. Mr. Cobb wants the cement delivered tonight.
Yeah, there's only two more sacks left back there in the storeroom.
Yep, we'll be ready to pull out in just a minute, Sheriff.
Sheriff, I don't know how to thank you and your men for all this help.
Don't mention it, Mr. Cobb. Maybe I sort of feel beholden to you for not catching those outlaws last night.
But what you're doing is much more help than catching outlaws.
Well, thanks.
And if you won't let me pay you and the men anything... The least you can do is let me buy a drink. What do you say?
Sure. No harm in that.
Good. Let's go over to the Palace Cafe.
You heard what Mr. Cobb said, boys. How about it?
That sounds good to me.
Come on, Monk. You might as well go with us. Coming right back.
Yeah.
All left. This is our chance, Toto. Help me lift this window.
Me go with you?
No, Toto. You stay here and watch. Warn me when you hear the sheriff and those men coming back.
Kimasabi.
Are they coming?
You find out about old feller?
I discovered several things in that storeroom. There wasn't time to reach Jeff Nichols, but I'm sure he's still alive.
That's good.
There isn't time to explain it all now. Let's get away from here, and I'll tell you what we're going to do.
Yeah, thanks for the drink, Mr. Cobb.
Yeah, we'll deliver this load of cement to the construction camp before midnight.
That's all right, boys. Good luck and good night.
Yeah. Guess I might as well ride as far as my office with you.
Get up there.
See you tomorrow, Mr. Cobb.
That's right, Sheriff. Only you'd better not hold your breath until you see me again. You dumb tin star yokel.
Fletch, I've got to admit you can sure think up the schemes. Imagine the law helping us.
We're not through yet. There's still plenty to do. At least 2 hours' work ahead of us. Come on.
Sheriff is still in his office, Toto. It's right over there. And this is the bank. Now remember, do exactly as I told you.
Me do it.
I'll go through the rear window in Jeff's store. That'll put them between us. Well, I'll see you later.
Me find big rock now. This is good.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what the? It's a bank. Somebody's trying to break in the bank. Help, bank robbers!
Look, Sheriff, that redskin stand there just threw a rock through the window of the bank.
My juniper, I'll get him.
Yeah, now. Now he's going to climb in.
No, he won't.
Look out, Sheriff. He's inside there now. He's a cinch to have a gun.
So am I. I'm going in after the coyote. Any of you want to back me up? Yeah. All right. Come on.
There he is.
Stand over there.
Reach, Injun. Get your hands up before
no,
I let...
Wait, wait. Better for Lawman to wait. You catch real crook plenty soon.
You're real enough for me.
Listen. Huh? You hear noise now. Come from underneath floor.
What's that? Underneath what?
Hey, there is something going on, Sheriff. It's under the floor.
Well, I'll be... Stand back, boys. Let's see what this is all about.
Come on, Monk. I've broken through the floor. It'll be a cinch now. Nothing but a tin can.
Well, I'll be... It's Mr. Cobb.
What? Lawman.
That's right. Waiting for you. Put up your hands.
Back, Monk. Run back. It's a trap.
That mask, Andre. He's back there in the storeroom.
I warned you.
Stop! Stop! I can't. I'm through, Sheriff.
Good. There's another hombre who'd better climb out of that hole. The big rat with the squint eyes.
I'm coming up. Don't shoot.
Newfangled bank robbers, huh? Coming up through the floor. How'd you get down there?
They tunneled through from my storeroom.
Jeff Nichols. How in tarnation... I thought you were delivering supplies up at the construction camp.
I've been bound and gagged, laying down in the tunnel they dug ever since yesterday afternoon.
Well, I'll be... Those sacks of cement the boys loaded into the wagon and I helped
them... That wasn't cement. Just the way them crooks got rid of the dirt out of the tunnel.
And I fell for it. By Juniper, I'm going
to... You happened to be here, waiting for him.
Redskin broke the window and then... Hey... Where is that engine?
Well, if they had you bound and gagged, Jeff, how'd you get loose? And who was doing that shooting?
The answer to both those questions is the same name.
The same name? What do you mean, Jeff?
The Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.